It's time now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Terrence McKnight is a DJ at WQXR in New York. Terrence, welcome back.
Nice to be back, Jeremy.
And you have some music that you've come across recently. And first of all, you wanted us to hear a version of a piece by pianist Fats Waller. First, we're going to hear the original, played by Waller. This is called Handful of Keys. Okay, and now let's listen to that piece performed by the Speakeasy String Quartet. So how difficult is it to arrange a piano piece like this for a string quartet?
I don't know, but I've never tried. I tell you what, I've tried to sit down and imitate Fats Waller at the piano, and that's very difficult. And what's so amazing about what the Speakeasies have done, not only have they made an arrangement, but this is like a note-for-note transcription. So the ability to go in and really hear every note that he played and transcribe it for those four instruments is probably pretty difficult, but I guess, you know, it's so much fun to play it.
And that original piece by Fats Waller, tell us about that one. It really takes you back to a different era.
Handful of Keys, man. You know, when you think of Fats Waller, you have to think of, you know, back in the early 1920s, Shuffle Along, going on Broadway, and all of this black culture, you know, being on Broadway and then starting to go around the world where they were coming out of ragtime and the piano style was going into stride piano. So you could hear that in that left hand, that mcha, mcha, mcha. So that really kind of defined a whole new era of American music. It was kind of the precursor to jazz.
And this newer version from the Speakeasy String Quartet, who are they?
Oh, it's a group, man. I think, you know, these guys are based in Los Angeles. They work between here and the West Coast. And this group came together back in the early 90s. And they came together with the idea of bringing that music back from the 1920s and 30s, you know, that early jazz, and bringing it to the concert hall. Because, you know, string quartet, typically you think maybe Beethoven, Mozart, Schubert. But, you know, so they wanted to take this early American music, this early form of American music, and set it for those four classical instruments, taking it to the concert hall. So, you know, musicians around the country, by way of their publishing these scores, you know, string quartets around the country can play this music.
Yeah. All right. Well, next we have the Ethiopian composer and pianist Girma Yefreshewa. This is called Semimen. So tell us about this one.
As he continues to play this music, Jeremy, you'll hear these modes that come, you know, that precede our kind of major minor tonal system. And Girma, you know, grew up playing this instrument, this Ethiopian string instrument called the kirar. And he saw a piano when he was 16 years old and decided that's what he wanted to do. So he ended up leaving Ethiopia and going to Bulgaria to study piano, ended up spending time in Italy, and then decided, you know, after playing the classics, you know, the Schubert, the Brahms, and Beethoven, he wanted to bring his own musical heritage to the piano. So take it from the kirar and set it for the piano. So he became a composer and he uses these Ethiopian modes in his music. And this piece is called Semimen, which means half asleep, half awake, half dead, half alive. And it uses all of those old modes from Ethiopia.
All right. Well, the next one that you brought us is from composer David Rakowski with Amy Briggs on piano. I love this name. Absofunkin'-lutely. So does that feel funky to you?
It does. Absolutely. I mean, you have to really be careful saying that word.
Yes, you do. You absolutely do.
Now, this guy is back. He's right in your backyard. And I brought him to you. This composer, David Rakowski, is at Brandeis University. And he's taught, you know, up and down the East Coast. And he's written so much music, man. Sometimes I'll have people ask me, do people still write symphonies? And, you know, David Rakowski has written about, what, 4 symphonies, I think he has, and he's written more than 100 pieces of piano music, including these etudes that I brought you. That was one of his etudes. I think he has 100 of those compositions.
You know, you start throwing those numbers around about how many pieces he's composed, and I'm just thinking, didn't Mozart do that by the time he was like 7 years old?
Yeah, Mozart was writing operas and
right,
symphonies at
unbelievable.
Age 9. Yeah, he had a pushy father, though.
Okay, right. All right, well, on to the next one. This is from the composer Carmen Moore. This is called Wellness for All. So are those synthesizers?
Yeah, man. And so interesting about this project, he took on this kind of new mantra where he wanted to write music that was all about a personalized system of spiritual practice. That's what he says. And he wanted to commit his art to healing and wellness. And so much of his music is spiritually based. And Carmen Moore is somebody who really takes advantage of the diversity of New York City. I mean, his ensemble is so diverse, not only in their musical practice, but in their kind of ethnic background. So when he says wellness for all, as you listen to that track, you'll hear so many cultures represented by the musical language and by the instruments that he's using. So it's something for everybody in there and something healing for everybody in this music on the CD.
And he's from Ohio, actually.
He is,
right?
He is, as am I.
Whereabouts?
I'm from Cleveland, and Carmen is from the Lorain area, so not too far.
So you guys are part of the great Ohio to New York contingent that has taken over Manhattan.
Leah and Langston Hughes started all this back in the early 1900s.
That's Terrence McKnight, who's a DJ at WQXR in New York. Terrence, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.